Paul, right from the opening faceoff, you get the game's first goal 69 seconds in. Did you like the way you guys were able to start?
Liked all of the all of our first 20 minutes. We just skated exceptionally well. Finished when we needed to, but our pace in that period and our sticks, both defensively and offensively, were right at the best that we can do. I think we played very well in the first, yep.
A couple of the goals you guys were able to score just shows that good things happen when you throw the puck on net.
Yeah, and I didn't think we did nearly enough of it. But, you know, the big bulk of the pucks that left our stick got blocked. Missed the net 11 times. So that, it's usually a sign you're not moving your feet quite enough in the offensive zone. But we had enough go to the net. I just thought we could have shot the puck quite a bit more.
Well, you've talked a lot about Mark Scheifele's game in the last couple of days and how good defensively he was, and then he's really showing it offensively again tonight.
Yeah, he has it, you know, and it really wouldn't matter who we play on the wing. Whatever wingers we get, he's been continually generating points. He and Patty have something going on there. Patty can get the puck back into the middle to Mark, and Mark and he have a real good timing on the way up the ice. Patty Perreault is just... so much energy back and confidence, but he's on the puck. He plays like a guy twice his size, and they need that, right? They need that intensity on the puck. So they looked good. I mean, they looked fast, and they had good hands going tonight.
Were you confident that there was no goal at the end for Ottawa through the review?
Yeah, I was. We couldn't see the puck, whether it was in or not, but I was pretty sure that the Helly's pad got jammed into the net pretty hard, that even if it had crossed the line, that was going to be goalie interference. So I normally, I'm not sure what we're getting, but I was pretty sure that one wasn't going to be called.
How about his game today? Pretty much almost double of the work that he had yesterday.
And quite a bit more traffic, in heavy traffic. You know, he's taken that little break off and used it to his advantage. He's kind of dialed his game in, looks confident in front of the net, and now he looks big, right? He's got pucks are hitting him in the shoulders. His positioning's real good. And the fact that that play at the end is not a goal is just all on strength, right? He holds that line hard.
Does he look different to you? Can you see that confidence in his game?
He looks different. From a technical point of view, they either stop the puck or they don't. For me, there's not much more than that. But he looks quick and he looks calm. Those are the two things you want: your goalie to look fast on the saves and calm on the pucks that hit him.
When you put a stretch of games like this together, can you help but wonder where it was the week before that? I mean, when you're at all, is that just the ups and downs of the season?
Well, we had it for about 2 months at the start of the year. You just couldn't see it. We played so much better than I think people understood in November. We played very, very hard. At the same time, this is the development portion, right? Like it's not an easy game to play, and it's a pretty major change for, there's about 10 guys that weren't here 2 years ago, right? So there's a big changeover, lots of young guys, and now's an excellent time for it, right? That's the old best time to plant an acorn was 100 years ago, and the next was today.
Speaking of now, important will be to wrap up this trip on Tuesday.
Every game's the key, right? 60 minutes, three periods, I'm firing them all. Just take all, you know what, I don't even care how you quote me, I won't call you on it, any cliche you want to fire. But that's part of what's going on here. Having real good control of your mind in terms of what your job is and playing with the right intensity.